This is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexio. Ethiopia's prime minister says his government has foiled a coup attempt in a region outside the capital, Addis Ababa. It comes after news that the army chief of staff had been killed. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed telling the state broadcaster overnight that his administration had thwarted an attempted coup in the region of Amara, led by a very high-ranking military official and others within the country's military. In his address, Abiy said some people had been killed and others wounded in the operation. The U.S. Embassy reported gunfire being heard Saturday in the capital and urged people to be careful. President Donald Trump saying that he is delaying a nationwide sweep to deport people living in the United States illegally. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
It starts, you know, during the course of this next week, maybe even a little bit earlier than that.
That's what President Trump told reporters as he headed off to Camp David Saturday morning. But a couple of hours later, he tweeted that he was delaying the operations for 2 weeks at the request of Democrats. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi responded with her own tweet saying the delay is welcome and would provide time to work on comprehensive immigration reform, adding families belong together. Earlier, President Trump laid out what he expects to see.
We need Congress to fix the loopholes and fix asylum, and we will have the cleanest border there is.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
North Korea state media on Sunday releasing a still image said to show Kim Jong-un reading a letter from President Donald Trump. Kim said with satisfaction that the letter is of excellent content, according to the Korean Central News Agency, appreciating the political judging faculty and extraordinary courage of President Trump. Kim Jong-un said that he would seriously contemplate the interesting content, according to the agency. This is VOA News. President Trump said that he planned major new sanctions against Iran to take effect on Monday without providing details. 2 days ago, Trump said that he canceled retaliatory strikes against several Iranian targets. Speaking to reporters as he departed the White House for Camp David, President Trump says he didn't like that Iran shot down a U.S. drone, but it was unmanned, so he feels strikes that might have killed 150 Iranians would not have been a proportionate response.
Everybody was saying I'm a warmonger, and now they say I'm a dove. And I think I'm neither. You want to know the truth. I'm a man with common sense, and that's what we need in this country is common sense.
Trump's tone was much softer on Saturday after a week of intense actions between the U.S. and Iran. Concern about a potential armed confrontation between the U.S. and Iran has been growing since U.S. officials recently blamed Tehran for mine attacks on two oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz, allegations that Tehran denies, and Iran's downing of an unmanned U.S. drone this past week also denying that. Mauritanian voters are awaiting final results after going to the polls Saturday in the country's first election without an incumbent presidential candidate since the 2008 coup. Polling stations closing at 7 p.m. across the Sahara Desert Nation. Though voters were mobilized for these elections, seen as significant in the country's democratic history, many are wary that the Independent National Electoral Commission, which earlier this year refused appeals to employ foreign observers, might not hold fair elections. Cambodian officials say at least 17 construction workers are dead after a building under construction in the coastal city of Sihanoukville collapsed. Another 24 are said to be injured. It's not clear how many people are missing at this point. The workers were sleeping on the second floor of the seven-story building early on Saturday morning. Survivors said at least 50 to 60 workers used the building as their housing. The project was to be a condominium and was owned by a Chinese investor. Police have detained four people for questioning about the collapse, all said to be Chinese. The former British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson on Saturday promised to deliver Brexit in his first formal pitch to the party members in Birmingham in central England, opening his address with a focus on delivering Britain's stalled exit from the European Union. Johnson told the audience that, quote, "We need to get Brexit done and be prepared to leave the EU without a withdrawal deal in place." Well, Johnson's opponent, the current Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt, says he'll allow the UK to leave too, but he can make it happen before October. I'm Philip Alexio. This is VOA News.